Well, it's good to be back here speaking in the combined service this morning.
非常高兴今天回到这里和大家分享。
Thank you, Pastor, for sacrificing your time today to allow me to be here.
谢谢今天牧师安排我来和大家分享讲道。
And Sister Chen, thank you for translating. That's good. This morning, I actually have some of my family with me this morning. I'll let them stand up and embarrass them, and I'm just kidding.
今天早上我的家人和我在一起，我让他们站起来，大家好。
This is not all of them. This is just like, I don't, my math isn't good, like a quarter of them or something. So not very much. This is my mom, Chris, my sister Callie, my brother Casey, and my brother Curtis. And
then, 这是我的母亲，我的妹妹和我的两个弟弟。
So yeah, welcome them. I've been teaching them all the Chinese that I know, so they'd be ready for today. So they should be good. So, maybe not.
我今天中文是很有限的，所以今天还是用英文来讲到。
This morning we are going to be in Philippians chapter 2.
今天我们会看腓立比书第二章。
Our key text this morning will be verses 5 to 11.
我们主要的经文是看第五节到十一节。
We'll also look at the four verses before that.
我们也会看前面的四节。
And this is in some ways may feel like a little bit of review. Back in June, we looked at this passage also.
我们在六月份的时候也曾经读过这段经文。
So we're not re-preaching the message again, but as I was wanting to move on to chapter 3, God just kept bringing me back verses 5 through 11 over and over again.
我原来是准备讲第三章，但是神的圣灵一直导引我回头继续看第二章。
Into that more and examine the mind of Christ.
所以我今天想继续的注重来谈论第二章。
Is this working okay this morning? Is it okay? Perfect. Let's go ahead and read verses 5 through 11.
让我们一起读第五节到十一节。
And you can just follow, I'll read in English and you can follow along in whatever language you'd prefer.
你们当以耶稣基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神
的形象，
不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us.
亲爱的天父，感谢你真是赐我们这样丰盛的美好和慈爱。
Oh, thank you for us, even though we are so unworthy.
感谢你真是给我们的所有的一切，尽管我们不配得到这些。
Father, thank you for your written word that you've given to us.
感谢你给我们你的话语。
We ask, Father, that you would lead us in your word this morning.
神啊，我们祷告，请你带领我们今天早上用你的话语来带领我们。
Lord, we want to ask.We won't just hear your word, Lord, but we will apply it to our lives.
我们祷告，我们不仅仅是听到你的话，而且我们能够在生活中能够应用你的话。
We will be changed by your word.
我们的生命因为你的话语而改变。
Lord, I ask that every one of us, myself included, would leave in awe of you.
祷告，主啊，我祷告，让我们中间每一个人，包括我自己，让我们真是心存敬畏。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen。
As we look at this passage, a familiar passage to many of us.
让我们一起来看这些经文。
And we see this the great humility of.
我们在这里看到这耶稣的真是这么大的一个谦卑。
And specifically, and we look at this morning, we're going to look at the humility and the exaltation of Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们着重的看耶稣的谦卑和他的崇高。
And we see maybe if you have a heading in your Bible.You'll see it may be headed as mine is as Christ's example of humility.
这我们在你在圣经里可能看到一个注 单独注解的一段字，就是耶稣是真是谦卑的一个主。
We see his perfect example.
我们看到耶稣是一个真是完美的一个样子。
We won't go in depth in the first four verses, but it's important for us to see where this passage, what this passage follows.
我们可以看这个经文，看这个经文的前面是怎样引导着的这一段的。
Let's go ahead and read from starting in verse 1 to verse 4.
让我们一起来读第二章一到四节。
If there is any encouragement in Christ,
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，
affection and sympathy,
圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，
having the same love,
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思。
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit,
使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
To look at the example of Christ's humility.
今天我们看看耶稣给我们做的谦卑的榜样。
We see that Paul is addressing this church at Philippi.
我们知道保罗是跟腓立比这个教会的信徒在讲话。
We see that specifically he's talking to a group of Christians.
我们可以看到他是对一批基督徒在讲话。
And he is instructing them how they are to care for one another and to love one another.
他知道他们彼此的相爱，彼此的照顾。
They are to be of the same mind or like-minded.
他们有同样的心思。
And they are to put the needs of others before themselves.
他们把别人的需要放在他们自己的需要前面。
They are to count others more significant than themselves.
看别人比自己要高。
And we can understand why Paul would need to tell us that, right?
我们这里明白为什么保罗要教导我们这一切。
I wish it was more natural for us, but it's not a natural thing to necessarily put the needs of others before our own.
我是很希望这一切能够是很自然的，但是我们人的本性，这些是远非自然而来的。
And so Paul is instructing them how they are to work together. Specifically, he's talking even as a church.
这里边保罗主要是讲作为一个教会。
And the unity that they need to have together.
教会的合一，他们需要能够同心合意。
And the like-minded care and love they need to have for each other.
能够爱心，意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，互相帮助。
And verse, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind.
在第二节里讲到，你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
They're to be like-minded. They're to be headed in that same direction.
他们意念相同，所以他们的所有的心思意念是想的同一样的事情。
So even we look at this, like, what is what mind is that?
这里我们想他讲的意念是什么意思。
And for us, we would all agree that we could get along with everyone if they had our mind. Right?
所以我这里想，如果我们大家可能是彼此都能够相处得很好，如果他们和我的想法是一样的。
We would never have any conflict in our home, our work, our school if everyone just thought like us.
我们在家里边，在学校，在工作地方，不会有任何的冲突。如果这些人的想法和我一样。
And so the problem is, we agree. We should all have the same mind. Just have my mind.
我们都同意，我们需要有一个同心的意念，但是我们一定要强调，这个意念一定是我的意念。
What we see here is a important word as we look.Right here in the midst of Paul telling us that how we are to treat one another.
这边保罗告诉我们要彼此怎样的相对。
Very important here.
这边有很重要的一个经节。
In verse 3 it says, Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
第三节告诉我们凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
To have humility.
我们真是要有谦卑的心。
We have to be humble.
我们需要真是谦卑我们自己。
The opposite of humility is to be proud.
那么反这个谦卑的反义词是骄傲。
Humility says that humility is about others.
谦卑是你怎样对待别人。
And pride about myself.
那么骄傲呢是怎样是对待自己。
And I think that we would all agree that if when we do have conflict,There's pride somewhere in there, isn't there?
我们都大家都会同意，当我们有冲突的时候，在这其中总是有一点点骄傲的因素在里边。
Whether it's in our marriage, our family with our kids, our work, our school, whatever it is.
不管是在我们婚姻中，是在和我们和子女的关系中、家庭中和同事关系中，每当冲突出现的时候，我们都会发现骄傲的因素在其中。
It doesn't take much effort to even see the news and to see all the disaster and the difficulty around our world.
我们也可以从这个新闻和周遭的媒体里边听到各种各样的样例，也是这个样子。
And so often it's brought on by individuals, our governments, our ideologies that are full of pride. It's all about me.
我们就看到这很多的冲突都是某些个人或者某些政府或者某些的机构，他们把他们的骄傲放在其中的主要一个因素，都是所有都是围绕我个人来围绕我来转。
Paul says we need to have humility.
这里保罗提醒我们要有谦卑。
We need to be of the same mind.
我们要有同样的心思意念。
Not our mind.
不是说是我的心思意念。
We see in verse 5 is the mind of Christ.
我们看第五节，我们保罗提醒我们，我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Verse 5 says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, which was in Christ Jesus."
第五节告诉我们，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
We are to have this same mind.
我们需要有同样的心。
So as we're going to dig into this more in the next several verses.
在下面几节里会更深入的看这一点。
In verses 5 to 8, we're going to look at the humility of Christ.
在第五节到第八节，我们看耶稣的谦卑。
In verses 9 through 11, we're going to see the exaltation of Christ.
在第九节到第十节，我们看到耶稣的被升为至高。
And I hope this morning that as we observe the Lord's word, that this will change our heart and our perspective.
我是希望今天早上通过神的话语，能够在我们生命中让我们生命有所改变。
So let's look at the example of Christ.
让我们来看耶稣的耶稣给我们做出的样子样板。
As we look at his humility, first we see his self-denial.
我们首先看到是耶稣的自我的那种拒绝。
Look at verse 6 with me.
看第六节。
It says, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
第六节讲到他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
This is important for us to stand right here. He says, that he, though he was in the form of God, this isn't just that he appeared like God.
这是很重要的一段经文。这里边不是说耶稣只是长得像神的样子，而是他本身就是神。
But it's important for us, and I know most of us would agree with this, but it's important for us to understand that Jesus is God.
对我们很重要，我们要理解耶稣就是神。
And we have a lot, especially we live in a society that just want, we don't really want to argue with people, we want to be accepting of everyone.
我们在这社会上可能和很多人会有些争执，我们希望能够接纳所有的人。
And we have a lot of religions and cults that they don't throw out Jesus, part of it, but we don't, he's not God. He's just a good man.
很多的世界上的一些宗教或者一些邪教，他们并不是把耶稣拿走，而是说他们想接受耶稣作为他们其中的一个神，而不是说唯一的神。
We see though that he is God. He's even...he didn't just appear, he is God. As we see that in other passages.
这个第五节告诉我们他本有神的形象，他本身就是神。
And if you want to look in 1 John chapter 1.
我们可以看一些其他的经节，约翰福音第一章。
I'll go ahead and read it and you follow along. 1 John 1:1.It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
约翰福音一章一到三节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So that He is God, He is the Creator God, He created.
这里边是谈到耶稣是这个造物，是个创造主，他创造了一切。
Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
我们看哥罗西书一章第十五节。
It says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body of the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent.
哥罗西书一章十五节到十八节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切造的以先。 因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。This
is important for us today as we look at the humility of Christ.
这个对我们来说是非常重要，我们要理解耶稣的谦卑。He
wasn't just a good, humble guy.
他不仅仅是一个谦卑的一个人。He
is God.
他是神。He
humbled himself as God.
他谦卑自己。It
says that he did not count his equality with God a thing to be grasped or to be taken for his advantage.
他与神同等的，但是不以这个同等作为抢夺。
That's a little opposite from what we so often tend to do.
这个和我们平常的所想经常是反着的。He
didn't use his position to his advantage.
他没有用他的位置。But
he humbled himself.
但是他谦卑自己。We're
tempted to kind of use like a name recognition, right, to kind of get ourselves ahead if we can.
我们经常会用我们的名字，我们用让我们名字能够 大家都知道，然后来荣耀我们自己。And
if there's like somebody we've ever met one time passing through in the airport, we're going to mention it to people if we think it'll get us a little bit of advancement, right?
有的时候我们可能在机场碰到一个有名的人物，我们会提到这人的名字，借此来提高我们自己的地位。Even
if it was that person's like long-lost relative we met, we still saw somebody related to them, so we use that to our advantage.
也许是那个人是一个你认识的一个人的一个亲戚，我们也想引用那个人的名字来借此提高自己。
You see, though, this wasn't Jesus.
我们这里看到耶稣,
he was God.
他是神。
Verse 7. His humble self-denial. Next, we see his humble status.
我们在第七节看到他取得一个自己谦卑的样式。
Verse 7 says, But emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men.
第七节讲到反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Bible says in Matthew 20, I believe it is, that Jesus didn't come to be served, but he came to serve.
马太福音20章28节讲到，正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。He
humbled himself as a servant, or as a slave.
他谦卑自己，以致到他谦卑自己，采用一个奴仆的形象。And
how hard is it for us so often to serve one another, right?
那我们想想我们自己，我们能够彼此服侍的时候会有多难？
We see that Jesus humbled himself.
我们看到耶稣谦自己谦卑。
He didn't come to be served, but to serve.
他来不是受人服侍，而是要服侍人。So
we continue in verse 7, it says, being born in the likeness of men.
他在第七节讲到，成为人的样式。He
took on the form of a man.
他成为人的样式。
He came and lived among us.
他生活在人的中间,
among our brokenness, our hurt, our pain.
在我们的所有的破碎中，在我们所有的痛苦中,
brought on to us because of our rebellion against him.
在我们自己造成了这一切。
He took on the form of man. He was fully God, fully man.
他是真是全神全人，他采用了人的形象。
He didn't put aside his godship.
他没有说是他一直在讲他的作为神的这个职位。他是神。If
an earthly king were to take off his crown and his robe, that wouldn't make them any less of a king.
就像我们在地上的一个君王，他可能摘掉了他的皇冠，摘掉了他的王袍，但他还是一个君王。
But the Creator God humbled himself and came among us.
创造世界这个主谦卑了他自己，来到世界，以人的形象来到世界。
All throughout Scripture, we see this common theme where we are to love one another, care for one another, serve one another, and the list goes on and on.
我们在经文中看到，我们要彼此服侍，彼此照顾，彼此相爱。
And this wasn't just a good teaching that Jesus taught.
这就是真正的是耶稣为我们做出的样式。
This is what he modeled to us.
这是耶稣本身他向我们显示应该怎样去彼此相对。
A good example of this while he was on this earth is in John chapter 13.
一个很好的经文是约翰福音三章。
And when Jesus is in the house with his disciples, many of you notice he washed their feet.
在耶稣和他的门徒在一起的时候，他为门徒们洗脚。
And we just look at that as like, that's kind of gross.
我们想这个真是一个非常的恶心的一件事情。
Like, if you came to me today and asked me to wash your feet, like, I would maybe consider it because I just preached on this passage, but, but I wouldn't want to. And actually,、okay. I probably wouldn't, so don't come to me.
也许我今天在讲这经文，我可能会给人洗脚，但是我不想这样做。
But we see that Jesus did this.
但是耶稣这样做了。
And this would have been a job that would have been reserved for, like,the slave in the house or the low servant in the house?
这样的一般的这种事情一般都是家里边那些奴仆和那些奴隶做的事。
And even Jesus, when he told his disciples what he was going to do, they weren't on board with it.
因为当时耶稣跟他的门徒讲他要给他们洗脚的时候，门徒们都不可接受。
They put up opposition to it.
他们都反对他这样做。
But we see this example that Jesus put.
但是我们看到耶稣为我们做出的榜样。
And get this, I read this recently, a perspective on this that I thought was great.
我最近读到关于这个一些看法，我觉得非常好。
Remember, Jesus is God, he's creator.
耶稣是神，他是造物主。
Jesus bends down and washes the disciples' feet with the water that he...
耶稣弯下他的腰。用他创造这个水给他的门徒洗脚。
And then he told his disciples that he did this and they are to follow this example.
他跟他的门徒讲，他这样做是让门徒能够学习他，也这样做。
We see Jesus is self-denial. He didn't take his position to his advantage.
所以我们看到耶稣没有说是利用他的职位为他自己来取得某些的特权。
Humble status. He was a servant.
我们看到他谦卑的那个形式，他作为一个奴仆的样式出现。
In verse 8, we see humble sacrifice.
在第八节，我们看到耶稣他谦卑的牺牲自己。
It says, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Get this, he sacrificed himself for us.
他牺牲了他自己是为了我们的缘故。
Sometimes we may feel like we're pretty good, but we're not.
有的时候我们自己感觉挺好，其实我们没那么好。
And we know we're not.
我们自己心里边很清楚。
But Christ came and sacrificed himself for us anyways.
但是耶稣来牺牲他自己是为了我们的缘故。
He loved us anyways.
他爱我们。
What if it's interesting here?Says that he humbled himself.
这里边我觉得非常我们注重看他自己卑微。
We weren't the ones. We were just desperate in need for a savior, so we grabbed him and forced him to sacrifice himself.
我们这里边不是说我们强迫他抓住他让他谦卑。
It says that he humbled himself.
而是他自己谦卑他自己。
He gave himself for us.
他把他自己给了我们。
As we look at the account of his crucifixion.
我们看在钉十字架的那段记录。
See that Pilate, the Roman governor, didn't humble Jesus.
这个罗马的这个主要的人，他没有说强迫耶稣来谦卑，而是耶稣谦卑他自己。
He submitted himself.
他顺服他自己。
Herod didn't humble him. Jesus submitted himself, humbled himself.
就没有任何人强迫耶稣去谦卑自己。
Soldiers who were skilled in their craft in torture, they couldn't get Jesus unless he humbled himself, unless he submitted himself.
那些罗马士兵，他们是非常的非常。能够折磨人，能够唾弃人，但是如果没有耶稣谦卑自己，他们也没有办法怎样。
The crowd who mocked and jeered and screamed for his death couldn't humble him. Jesus humbled himself.
那些人群嘲笑他，向他吐唾沫，这些人如果不是耶稣谦卑自己，这些人是没有办法让耶稣这样做的。
As they nailed him on a cross, he humbled himself.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，是耶稣谦卑自己，允许这样发生。
He submitted himself for us.
他为我们献上了他自己。
Out of his,
他的爱为我们的缘故。
Restore the relationship that we broke with him.
是为了重塑、重新连接我们和他之间那种以前破碎的关系。
Verse, if you know it, quote it together. John 16.
我们都很熟悉《约翰福音》三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The next verse tells us that God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
说神来这不是来定罪这个世界，而是这世界通过他能够得救。
I encourage if there's anyone here this morning that you do not know Christ as your Savior, you've never placed your faith in Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you today to make today that day.
今天在座也许有些人还没有认识神，没有向神委身，不知道神的大爱，今天我鼓励你能够。今天做出这个重要的决定，向神委身。
There's many here today who would like to share that good news with you, myself included.
今天在座的很多人愿意和你分享神的这种大爱，也包括我。
But we see this beautiful example of Christ's humility.
我们看到这里边，耶稣给我们这样一个美好的一个谦卑的一个模范。
We see his self-denial. We see his humble status. We see his
他真是拒绝自己，然后谦卑自己，谦卑为我们献上他自己作为牺牲。
And that alone should have an impact on us, I hope.
这件事情本身，我是希望对我们有很大的一个触动，很大的影响。
Next, in the next three verses, we're going to look at Christ's exaltation.
我们在下面几节看到耶稣的崇高。
Let's go ahead and read verse 9.10
and 11.
God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So we just got done looking at this humility of Christ.
我们刚刚看到耶稣的谦卑。
Now we see his exaltation.
那么现在下面看他的崇高。
See that God has given him the name that is above every name.
神赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And he is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
He is Lord of all.
他是一切万物的主。
And it says that every knee will bow, and every tongue confess.
这边说在一叫一切在天上、地下和地底下的，因耶稣的名屈膝，无不屈膝。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督为主。
See, when he sacrificed himself, he didn't stay dead.
他原来这是在谦卑的时候，他没有这样的这样的称呼自己。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
He and God exalted him. His Lord.
他被神将他升为至高，他是神。
Jesus is Lord of all.
耶稣是一切万物的主。
That doesn't mean that we always make him in our life.
这个有的时候, 并不是说他, 我们把他成为我们生命的主。
And once again, to reiterate the question asked Mingo, if you've never placed your faith in Jesus, and Jesus is Lord, but you haven't made him Lord of your life.
你还没有问自己，你要如果没有把信心放在主的身上，你就还没有把耶稣放成为你生命的主。
And to be honest, there's many of us that have placed our faith in Jesus. We've said, Lord, you are our Lord.
我们把我们的信心，很多人，我们把我们自己的信心放在神身上。我们说，耶稣，你是我们的主。
And for some of us, maybe that was.
我们当时对我们很多人，可能我们当时做这个，做这个委身的时候，可能是很多年前的事情了。
He is our Lord. He's our Savior.
我们知道他是我们的主，是我们的救赎主。
But do we allow him to be the Lord in our life?
但是我们真正的让他成为我们生命的主宰吗?
In our day-to-day life.
在我们每天生命中，他是我们的神吗?
You know, this week, how different would the decisions we make, actions that we do, be if he is our Lord?
这过去这星期，我们的所有的做出的决定和我们的生命所有的选择，如果他是我们生命的主，这一切会是什么样子呢?
What would our family life look like this week, or our work relationships look this week if Jesus is our Lord?
如果是我们把耶稣看为我们生命之主，那我们生活中、家庭生活中和我们工作中又会什么样的样子呢?
So the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。Because
one day, everyone who's ever lived has stands before Christ, everyone is going to bow before him and confess that he is Lord.
有一天，所有的人都会在耶稣面前屈膝，都会向他承认他是神，他是主。
And this isn't maybe just something we would see at a football game where we get down on one knee and throw up a quick prayer.
这个并不是我们所说的在那些橄榄球赛前面，他们单膝跪地，然后说一个祷告词。
Which yesterday we needed a lot of that and just didn't come through. Just kidding.
有些人，just
drop that. You don't need a translator. It's fine. So, no, we're going to bow before him and confess that he is Lord.
我们会在耶稣面前屈膝，我们向他承认他是主。Everyone
is going to.
所有人都会这样做。Even
if we reject him as Lord now.
Even 就尽管是，即使说那些人我们在现在拒绝耶稣是主，这些人也会这样做。Someone
may go their whole life and reject Christ as Lord.
有些人穷尽他们一生来拒绝神的名。These
verses tell us that one day though. The day will come as we stand before Christ that everyone is going to bow down and confess that he is Lord.
经文告诉我们，有那么一天，所有的人都会屈膝在神的面前。
The sad reality, though, is if we haven't done it before then, it's too late.
如果真是我们在之前，我们还没有信奉主的时候，那就太晚了。
We'll humble ourselves, but it'll be too late.
我们在那个时候才谦卑我们自己，那就已经太晚了。
So you need, if you're here today, you Christ now.
如果今天你在做听我们的这段信息，你是需要神，现在就需要。
Those who have our faith in Christ, we need to worship him now.
那些我们这些信主的人，我们需要真是敬拜神，现在就要敬拜神。
We need to bow before him.
我们要在他面前屈膝。
Our takeaway from today's message.
那么今天我们信息总，我们今天的经文总结一下。
What do we do with a passage like this?
我们怎样去做呢?
Do we just try really hard to be humble this week?
我们要不要非常非常努力，然后这一星期我们来谦卑自己？
Yes, that's good.
这是很好的。
But even more so, as we look at this passage and we see the humility of Christ,
我们看这些经文，我们看到耶稣自己的谦卑。And
we see that he is exalted.
我们看到他被升高。And
we see that he is Lord.
我们看到他是主。
Lead us to worship and adore him.
我们要真是敬爱他, 我们要, 向他献上敬拜。
This should lead us to worship and adore him as Lord of all.
我们真是要敬拜, 真是从心里爱他, 知道尊他为主。
To worship and adore him and to understand who he is.
在我们真是敬拜他, 在, 爱他的同时, 我们承认耶稣是主。
Enjoy him.
我们学习怎样去享受主的恩典。
This passage should lead us to imitate him.
这些经文也告诉我们, 我们要效仿耶稣的样式。
This passage should lead us to follow him.
这些经文提醒我们, 我们要遵循耶稣的样式。
And it's a beautiful passage.
这些经文是非常美好。
What are we going to do with it?
那么我们怎样做呢?
As we dismiss this morning, we move on with the rest of our service. As a church, as individuals, as families, let's adore Christ.
那么今天我们离开这个教会的时候,
This would change all of our relationships. This would change all of our motivation.
会改变我们的动机。
As we look on Christ for who he is.
如果我们看到神, 真的看到神, 他自己是谁。
And what he's done.
他为我们做了什么。
And the great love that he has shown us.
他给我们的那些大爱。
At this time, I'm going to have a word of prayer, but I ask the worship team to come back up and to lead us again. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们下面祷告, 然后请带领敬拜的团队上前面来带领我们再唱那首敬拜歌曲。
Father, thank you so much for your goodness.
亲爱的父, 感谢你给我们这样的美好。
Lord, thank you for your sacrifice for us.
感谢你给我们做出的牺牲。
Lord, we are so unworthy.
我们真是不配得到这一切。
Lord, forgive us for our selfishness, our stubbornness.
神啊, 我们求你饶恕我们自己的自私和我们自己的固执。
Lord, forgive us for thinking at times that we're so important.
我们请你饶恕我们真是在认为我们自己非常重要的时候。
Lord, you don't need us, but you want us, and for that we thank you.
神感谢你, 真是给我们的一切, 我们需要你。
Lord, thank you for being you.
感谢主, 你是主。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们以神的名。 耶稣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. 我们将各位请坐，我们将时间交给主席。谢谢